Welcome back to Tabletop Vagabonds. We are a D&D 5e actual play podcast. You know this already. I'm Alex Wright, your DM, and I'm joined by the Australian Amy.
Good day. Thanks for that, Alex. I'm Amy, and I'm playing Melinda Wrenchnozzle, the Sky Gnome Warlock. And I am joined by the daring Dave.
G'day. I'm Dave. I'm playing Finn, the Larsa Artificer. And I am joined by the courageous Craig.
G'day. My name's Craig. I play Volley Willowstar, the 8-year-old wild magic Fomine sorcerer. And I am joined by the always abloom Alex.
You're too kind. Apparently that's my thing now. I might as well roll it. Hi, everybody. I'm Alex. I'm playing Osric, the Gear Gnome Forge Cleric. And with me, as always, is our ageless DM, Alex Wright.
Thank you very much. I'm actually waiting for the bit where, in a Power Rangers-style moment, you merge the ooh with the you're too kind. So it goes,
ooh, you're too kind.
You're too kind. There we go.
I'm actually waiting for the day where I give him a less than nice adjective. So he can't snap. Be like, ooh, or you're too nice. He's like, thanks for that. Which I might do for episode 12. I might throw in a slightly underhanded one.
Stay tuned.
So last episode, you came off the back of informing Tora about your investigation into the followers of the Eternal Message. She informed you that with her father injured and her brother dead, she is in fact next in line for the throne. She left some money for you guys to enjoy a meal, saying she had to return back to Kirador and look inwards. You guys discuss how to proceed next. Upon talking about it, it came out that Osric is in fact the nephew of Brock Glamtinker, who is on the Tier Council. You discussed how to use this to your best advantage, and Osric decided to send out a message via Sprite Yell to see if there are any contacts that can help. And he sent out the following message. Osric Glamtinker is back in the city and willing to meet with some old contacts. The boys are back. Osric's back, baby. Yeah. Looking for old friends to party.
That doesn't really sound like something that you would say, Osric.
Osric didn't really know what he was doing, to be honest.
Some of that was also influenced by Corvardis. You then decided to go two separate ways. One was to the local Justicar chapter, which Melinda, Osric, and Corvardis went to, and Finn and Volley went to the market. While at the local chapter, you met the chapter leader, who was Wainstick Gretswallow, and his contemplation tub. You used the local library to investigate into Donis of the Lightash Clan, which was the name Finn got when asking Quora who killed the prince. You found a book that was a census for Tyr, and it informed you that Donis was in fact in Tyr and had left 2 days ago. It also informed you that he was with a gnome when checking out of Tyr, which, through minor deduction, the book believed to be the one and only Alfgeet Glamtinker, Osric's cousin and son to Brock Glamtinker. When informing Wainstick and Corvardis of this, Corvardis was torn between the fact that the chapter was being attacked and continuing with the investigation. He decided to, in fact, stay and help the local chapter as it seems connected to the followers of the Eternal Message.
That guy definitely seemed like he needed some help.
Finn and Volley had their own mini-adventure where they went to the market and Finn picked up some parts. And then a riot broke out between the lower gears and the Tyr enforcers. You guys tried to get away from the riot, or Finn tried to leave Volley away from the riot, I should say, before being stopped by 5 enforcers trying to arrest you. You attempted to run. Finn got away, but Volley didn't and was pounced on by 2 Tyr enforcers. Finn then turned around, knowing that he couldn't leave Volley behind. And that is where we left it.
He turned around.
With 2 Tyr enforcers heading towards you, 1 standing looking over and 2 holding down Volley.
Just think of the eye rolls you're going to get from Melinda and Osric when they find out about this.
Well, Melinda and Osric are happily just going back to the Silly Sildred, expecting to meet their friends there.
And they're going to definitely be late, aren't they?
You say happy, but we've got a lot to decompress about
what we saw
in that bathhouse.
That's true.
So Finn, seeing that Volley's been caught, is going to start walking back towards them with his hands up.
Hands behind your head now.
We're really, really sorry. We're innocent. We're just trying to not get into trouble. Can you please let us go? We haven't done anything.
One of the enforcers is going to go around and start putting handcuffs on your hands. Volley, what are you doing? Because you have two enforcers on you who are going to try and handcuff you.
I'm gonna struggle against him. I'm gonna be like, just all right, get off me, and you can handcuff me, but you're kind of squashing me, and it's making me panic. You don't want me to panic.
They're gonna put handcuffs on you, and as they do, Volley, you feel the light inside you dim. Your light is dimmed exponentially. You feel as though you have less control over the essence around you. The guy who spoke to you and introduced himself comes up to you.
Well, well, well. Looks like you ain't much of a fight after all, is it?
I just let me go.
We never wanted to fight. We're innocent. We haven't done anything. We were just trying to go see our friends.
Well, that's for the council to decide, okay? Follow me.
Why does the council have to decide? Why are you arresting us?
Oh, you know why.
And he's going to start walking away. The guards are going to start pushing and pulling you with them. You're walking against the flow of people, and you notice that... Can you roll perception for me, Finn?
Ooh, that's going to be a dirty 20.
As you're being forced to walk in unison with them, you notice people around you are starting to pay attention. There's an air of aggression towards the enforcers that could bubble over into someone actively trying to help you, or it could not. It's up to you. Seeing the riots before and how these people are looking at the enforcers, you feel this might not be the safest place for them.
Finn won't explicitly yell anything like antagonistic. He's just going to go, oh, woe is me, being arrested for no crime. This is truly the worst of days for me and Tyr. And he's just going to sort of lament his situation loudly and pointedly.
Shut up, man. Shut up. You shut your big mouth. You shut your stupid mouth.
Roll persuasion at disadvantage.
That's going to be a 3.
Some of them look like they're about to do it, and then other ones kind of put their hand on the people. You notice that there's definitely a moment of it could have led to that, and then people have thought better of it, and they've got other stuff. They don't know who you are. They don't care. And we are going to cut to Osric and Melinda. Melinda and Osric, you are on the way back to the Silly Sildred.
Osric, how does it feel to be back in a Tyr?
It's a strange feeling being back in a city that never changes.
Excuse me.
A sprite's going to come up to you, and he's in a small little helicopter dragging a bag that's kind of draped on the floor that is constantly moving and shaking and moving.
Excuse me. I'm looking for Osric Glamtinker.
Yeah, that would be me.
Perfect. These are for you.
And he pours the bag open, and it's just full of different sprites. There's about 100 sprites. They're saying things like,
looking for fun time. Dial sprite number on 075139.
And another one goes up to him and goes,
hi, Osric, I can be your friend. Please contact me back on MSN Messenger, winky face.
And another one's like,
I am always looking for new friends, Osric. Please get in touch.
And then
Osric is just going to like look at the floor sadly and say, I don't remember having this many friends.
There's literally hundreds of sprites just yelling stuff at you.
Hey, big boy, please get in touch. MSN Messenger, winky face.
What did you do?
Can I ad block the sprites?
Yeah, you can block them by just batting them away.
Well, that's one thing we've established I like to do.
I think you maybe sent this out to everyone. Did you mean to do that?
You don't say.
You're drawing such attention on the street. There's actually hundreds of sprites just shouting at you differently.
Look, next time you try and send a message, like, you shouldn't hit reply all. You just need to hit reply.
I'm awkwardly backing away from the whole thing, trying to separate it from me. So if Melinda is staying still, then I'm some distance away at this point.
Are there any sprites that are just acting like GIFs?
Some of them are just doing the same motion over and over again.
A command to like send them away. There must be like some kind of like clear all.
Melinda, yeah. can you have a little look through to see if any of them are relevant?
I mean, yes, I guess I will. Okay, cool. So
all right, I'll see you back at the pub then.
Osric, you are staying here while we sort this mess out that you have created.
Fine.
Right. I'm going to be like, right, form an orderly queue. And I'll hear you one at a time.
Okay.
So one starts.
_ looking for fun times _ heart emoji _ squiggly line.
Okay, skip.
No, I'm going to hit that one. I'll just, anything that's not relevant, I'll just bat aside my hammer.
Looking for oil party.
Oh, ban hammered.
Osric Glantinker, if you are looking for the best party in town, please join the Greasy Gears. We'll be sure to slippery you up.
No.
Skip. See, look, it just takes a bit of work.
It takes about 15 minutes and you get to one which actually seems legit.
Osric, I'm surprised to hear from you. It's me, Myra. I didn't think you'd honestly come back to Tyr. I'm concerned that you've made yourself so publicly known. I saw at least two sprites on my way to work today saying that you were looking for hot friends. I'm not sure why you're doing that, but if you'd like to talk and catch up in a normal way, I can meet you in our estate's gardens. Please do not come up the front entrance. I fear that my uncle will not be happy to see you. In fact, he probably knows you're in Tyr at the moment anyway. Please send a secure MSN messenger. Here's my username, @glamtinkerheart05. I will be looking forward to hear from you.
Osric, I think this is it. You could have said that much quicker. We should just check some of these other ones just in case there's not more information that we can take from it. After all, we've spent so long going through these messages.
It's Myra. I know who she is. We should send a message back to her.
But what about these other unread messages?
You can pick three. And then we'll just bin them.
roll 3d20s. If you get an 18 or above, there'll be something useful there.
All right. If that's me, I'm going to roll it now.
Yes.
That ones.
I got a 9, a 12, and an 18.
Ah, okay. A sprite comes up to you.
Excuse me, sir. I have this for you, please.
He looks around really shifty. He's got like a little hood on.
Take this.
And he kind of flies away. He passes you a small metal box.
This doesn't... What? What is this?
It starts going...
I'm going to immediately pass that at arm's length to Melinda. What is this?
I'm assuming I would have seen this before.
Yeah, this is a spy fan.
Osric, look, we really need to bring you into the modern day... It's a Sprite phone, of course. Look, and then I'm going to pick it up.
The way it works is that when you open it, it projects who you're talking to on top of it as like a bit like a hologram.
Ooh.
And as you project it, you see a small Sprite sat on a chair with a little headset.
Operator, connecting you now.
So I'm showing Osric all of this because I don't want to have to show him every single time.
I'm just going to be standing behind you, sort of not really knowing where to be, whether I'm in frame or not.
Osric, roll intelligence with disadvantage to see if you understand this modern technology.
I assume we've like stepped into an alley as well at this point.
We have disadvantage. Ooh, 13.
13? You kind of get it. Like, it's making you chat to someone.
Yeah, I'm not useless. It's just a bit new.
On top of the box, you see a gear gnome with a mixture of dirty brown and white hair. You recognise him, Osric, as your father's butler, Sardonyx Silica, which is a name given to us by Party Wipe Games on Twitter, who was the other winner of our name competition. Thank you, Party Wipe Games.
Hey. Thank you.
Cheers, guys. Sagui.
Osric, is that you?
If I still recognise him, which I think we've got pretty good memories, I will barge quite rudely Melinda out the way.
Osric!
Sardonyx?
Like nearly dropping the phone.
Osric, it is you.
It's been centuries. It is you.
I saw a sprite tell me you were looking for friends. Are you lonely, Osric?
No, I was trying to reach out to some people I knew around here. I think the wires got crossed.
Oh, listen.
Are you lonely, Sardonyx?
Little. Yeah, a little. I do the crossword. It keeps me busy. Listen, it's not perhaps the best plan to go around shouting your presence here in Tyr. Things are more complicated than you know. Your father passed away while you were away, I'm afraid to tell you.
What? When? And you didn't reach out to me?
We didn't know where you were, Osric.
Surely the sprites would have found me?
I tried. They didn't know. They had no address for you. You didn't have an MSN messenger.
This is why you have to keep with the times, Osric.
God damn it.
Listen.
I'm sorry for your loss.
Kick him. Also, sorry. Don't impress.
Listen, I feel that you might be in some trouble. I don't know, but I don't think Brock will take too kindly to you being back in Tyr.
What happened? When did he die?
He died about 50 years ago from a heart attack.
Oh, shit.
He was never the same after you left, to be honest. It's good that you're... Listen, I'm going up to the estate later today to do a round of cleaning. Afterwards, I could come speak to you. Do you still play Scrabble?
I'm not since I've left, but I'm sure an old dog doesn't lose his tricks.
Fantastic. Okay, I'll play some Nobis Scrabble with you if you're available. Here!
And you press the button and your box goes...
Sardonic silica added you as a friend to Gnome Scrabble word.
I sort of, like, recoil slightly. Will I see you in person, or is this some kind of box thing?
That's a game. It's actually really fun once you... It's hard to understand how to work it, but once you do, it's really quite fun. I'll be working at the estate tonight. They're having a fancy dinner. Maybe I could let you in to the estate if you want.
So who's at the estate now?
Well, the dinner tonight, your mother will be there. As will your cousins and your uncle and some gnomish high society.
Do you think that he can bring more than one person?
I mean, you are Glam Tinker. You have every right to be there and your guests as you want. I would just tread carefully, Osric. Don't be alone with Brock. Your return is quite unfortunate timing. You are a threat to his son. After Brock, you are technically the next in line. I assume that's why you've returned.
It wasn't the only reason.
I'm going to look at Osric quite surprised.
Oh, hang on. Oh. Magnus is sending me a game. I've got to go. He keeps writing really complicated Sildred words. It's really quite annoying. Listen, if you come to the estate, send me a message on this. Sprites are too easily intercepted. And accept my friend request. Bye-bye!
I'll see you soon.
Bye! How do I turn this off?
It takes about, like, 30 seconds before he actually hangs up.
I just watch it awkwardly.
He actually leaves it on, thinking that he's hung up. He's here, like, whistling as he kind of slowly walks away off the hologram to do something else.
Oh, he looks really bad. He's really aged terribly.
Just kind of wanders off the hologram.
I think we'll close that. Do you want to keep hold of this or should I?
I'll keep hold of it. It makes sense to learn to use some of these new things.
Indeed.
I'll slip it into one of my work pockets.
Melinda, roll constitution for me.
Just flat con?
Yeah.
Oh, dear. That'd be a 6.
You get a really gross taste come out from your stomach, back into your mouth, and then back down again as that drink regurgitates itself once more, but this time it wasn't very tasty.
I forgot about that. Oh, Osric, I'm so sorry about your father. I feel like this has been a day, and I feel like you have a lot you need to tell me, but I really don't feel well. Can we get back to the Silly Sildred?
Let's go back. I've got a lot to think about.
We're going to cut to the other half of our adventure. Finn and Volley, you were dragged somewhere you don't recognize across the higher tiers. You are then dragged into a series of cells and the guards throw you in.
Am I still handcuffed?
You are still handcuffed, yes.
Okay. Then as
essence nullifiers.
As Volley lands on the floor, he's going to kind of roll over and just go, you're going to... The handcuffs and, like, it's kind of almost reducing his energy. Like, he feels really weak, almost like he's drunk, but he's not got a lot. He feels like he doesn't have a lot of energy.
The guards are standing around you, and the one who is leading them leans over and goes, oh, what's that? What's that? What? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. Huh?
Yeah, thought saying, so. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Prick.
Yeah.
I'm assuming I'm wearing the same sort of handcuffs, right?
You are, yeah. They're predominantly, just to give you some context, they're predominantly made, because obviously this is the world where a lot of people have magic, they're made as a way to suck essence from you, to stop you manifesting stuff around you. or using it. They're effectively magic nullifiers, if you will, okay. as well as being normal handcuffs. Well, you, Larsa, what's your name?
My name's Finn, sir.
You're wanted with me. And the guard's going to take you, and unless you do anything, he's going to lead you into a separate room with the leader and a guard.
I guess I'll accompany him.
He sits you down on in front of a desk and then sits down on your side.
So, seems apparent that you've been seen causing trouble around here since arriving. Is that right?
Trouble? What do you mean?
Like you don't know, okay? We caught someone running around butt naked, shouting about a death guard and how a Larsa, a Volmine, two gnomes, and a Mordanus went in, slaughtered a bunch of people, let this guy loose, and now he's going to start a new death cult in Tyr, okay? And then, not only that, but you have been noticed as being part of, and he looks down, in connection on the gate with one person claiming to be Osric Glamtinker. Yeah?
I mean, yeah, my buddy Osric, we've been traveling together for not very long, but I mean...
Oh, your buddy, huh? Your buddy. Do you know that your buddy...
Yeah.
...is, like, totally a terrorist?
Osric's not a terrorist. He's pretty mute in terms of sort of as a person. He doesn't seem that vibrant enough to be a terrorist.
Well, you might think that, but... And he claps.
He's always sort of shouting down mine and Volley's fun hijinks.
Enforcer comes in, puts down a huge dossier and leaves. Well, look here. And he opens it. Doesn't let you read it, but holds it in front of you.
It says right here in this dossier that was collected that he is tied to the attacks on Unity Day. Right there.
I mean, that's not true.
And puts it down. He was part of the Follows Eternal Message. He killed the High Priest, take him to the cult, after he attacked Unity Day. It's as plain as the words on this paper. And he puts down the dossier.
Osric didn't kill the High Priest. I did.
Oh, you killed the High Priest, did you?
He was evil. I shot him in the head.
So you are, in fact, working with Osric Glamtinker. Is that what you're saying?
I mean, I work with him in the sense of we've been trying to root out this cult. We were working with the Justicars, Corvanus of the Justicar Order, who was under charge of King Arando.
These are some mighty tall tales you're talking about here.
So look over. Don't see any of it in my dossier.
I mean, I don't know where your dossier came from, but I was there. And basically, we went to find out what these cultists were doing with Corvanus, as I mentioned, as part of trying to figure out what happened to the Unity Day attacks. And you say Osric was part of it. He almost died during those attacks.
Roll persuasion for me.
Do I get advantage because this guy's clearly a moron?
You don't. Not against this guy.
Oh, never mind. I get a 19.
You get a 19? This whole time there's been a glass window, one-way mirror, if you will. And you hear a tapping on it.
Yeah, you stay right here. I'm not done cracking this egg yet.
And then he walks out of the door and you're left in the room alone. Craig, we're going to cut to you in the cell.
Yo.
You stir slightly to a Koyang in the corner of the cell with you, playing a harmonica. They took my purse. Now I'm alone. Now I'm in jail. Hey, you woke up. What's up? Hey, how's it going?
I was just kind of take these off, please.
Take those. I can't take them. He shows you his hands. Hey, I've got them on too. I can't do anything for you, man. I don't know what to.
Guards, get them.
Guards. Can someone? Guards. The gate's going to open and the guard's going to walk in.
You're wanted for interrogation, Volmine.
I need these gone. I can't with it.
That's not happening. He's going to grab you and take you to a separate room with a glass window.
Well, well. Huh. Look who we have here.
Yeah.
I want to know what you and one,
he looks at dossier,
Osric Glamtinker have been up to.
I can't with these.
I'm not falling for this.
I can't.
And he's like, you can see his eyes are drooping. Like, he doesn't really look very well at all. He's like, I promise I'll help you. If I don't kill me.
Well, you ain't got much options here, man. You either talk to me and tell me about all the horrible things Osric done, you know, kill babies and stuff, or you spend your life in jail.
These reduce my life, make it hard for me to think. If I don't cooperate, kill me. These, and I can't think with these on.
He's going to undo the handcuffs.
Thank you.
Now, I want to know what Osric Glamtinker, you and your friend Finn and Melinda Wrenchnozzle, is it, were doing with the followers of the Eternal Message, and what your plan is for overthrowing the Council of Tyr.
What? We don't want to overthrow the Council of Tyr.
So you're telling me Osric Glamtinker just happens to turn up in Tyr on the same day as a terrorist attack on Unity Day, and then just happens to hang out with the cult that did it? You're telling me all of that is circumstantial evidence?
No.
I'm an enforcer. No. I went to enforcer school. I know when evidence is evidence.
No, we turned up to Unity Day, got caught in the attack. Osric was pretty much killed, if not for a Modanus who stormed in and got us out of the depths. So we were all going to be killed, really. And then King Rando said to Corvanus that we could help him find out who killed his son. And that took us to the cult in the pipes, and we were trying to get rid of them because they're bad people. Nothing to do with the Council of Tyr.
We're going to smash cut to Osric and Melinda. You're turning up to the city, Sildred. As you're walking up to it, roll perception for me, both of you.
13.
Okay, so if you get over a 12, you will see two enforcers standing outside the entrance to the city.
Yeah, I got 17.
Sildred. Yeah, so you'll see two enforcers. Because you saw that, you see them before they see you. What you take of that is up to you, but you do see two enforcers outside.
Bit weird that there are enforcers up here, isn't it?
I don't think it's uncommon. I mean, this isn't the safest place in the city. They're probably here for someone else. It's a big place.
I mean, hopefully they've caught some more of those silly cult.
As you walk up to it, one of them's going to come up to you.
Osric Glamtinker, you are requested by Brock Glamtinker.
Why is that then?
Excuse me, who are you?
I am...
If you get close to them, you will see that rather than having Tyr's sigil on the side of their bronze mech suits, they actually have the Glamtinker sigil on the side of their mech suits.
We are Glamtinker's personal guard. He has requested your presence at the Glamtinker estates ahead of the party to discuss matters of state.
We never used to have our own personal guard. What's this place coming to?
Well, 200 years changes a lot, Mr. Osric.
From what I'm learning, it does, yeah.
We just have just got back here and we just need a drink, and I certainly need to freshen myself up before I can meet such an important person.
That's the roll persuasion with advantage. Because the gear gnomes love pomposity, so that's the way to win a round.
30-20.
Well, of course, you don't want to be seen looking unready for a ball and a party. Absolutely, 100%. Go in there, do all you need to do. Osric, you're looking a bit dirty. In fact, you want to wash as well? Do you? You look like you've not left a hedge in a while.
I have nothing else to wear.
Look, Osric, I think... don't worry about him. I'm his friend, and I'll sort him out. He has just not been around these parts for some time. But thank you. Can we say half an hour, an hour? I mean, I've got a lot to do. It's very important that I look my best.
That's fine. We will see you at the estate. You will come to the estate.
Yes, that sounds excellent.
My lord, Glamtinker, and
he assumes that you're obviously wealthy because you've got colourful hair as well. My lady. And then he leaves.
I'll just do like a little curtsy kind of thing, and then just sort of bundle Osric into the
roll performance to see if your curtsy is even remotely how that gear gnomes do it.
I did have a good friend who was a gear gnome, so I do have some idea of culture. That's why my hair is colourful as it is. But I got an 18 on my performance.
Yeah, you pull it off. You definitely saw it. Your friend has done these things before. You kind of did it together for fun, and you pull off a very good Osric. You're impressed. She knows the full etiquette of a curtsy.
I mean, studying high society is one of Melinda's hobbies, so...
I mean, I'm rusty enough. I don't recognize half the stuff she's doing.
They have gone off, but they do look back as they walk away. You notice as they walk away, the guard who didn't speak is kind of grumbling to the other guard as they walk away. There seems to be a slight disagreement about, you know, just waiting for you, but they walk away together.
Right. I guess I better brush my hair. See an old uncle.
I do not think this is good. Where are the other two? Oh, God. What time is it? I'm sure they should be back by now.
Are you waiting for the other two?
Well, we're going to get ready. And by that, I mean, I just need to compose myself and stop feeling so sick.
Yeah, I think we should also consider the fact that perhaps we should, if I'm instructed to meet Brock, doesn't necessarily mean you need to. Maybe it's best if we've got another way in, maybe we should use that.
Sardonyx did say that you shouldn't be left alone with him.
Also true.
I don't feel good about this.
No, it seems like we've got two options and no choices.
I've done some shady deals in my day. This feels like a lot like deja vu.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. I mean, if there were more than two of us, perhaps we wouldn't need to be alone if we split up.
Look, while we get ready, I think it would be wise to message Sardonyx again and perhaps Myra. It never hurts to have friends around.
It never does. I'll see if I can figure out this Sprite phone. I'll take it out of my pocket. I just thought, are there even buttons on this thing? What do I do?
So you press the middle button and star to unlock.
You know that you kind of press the middle button and then just think of who you want to call and it'll kind of just do it for you.
Okay. By this time, I'm just like shouting, like, call Myra into it.
The hologram appears and you see a small sprite.
Operator.
Hello? Hello, Myra?
Who would you like me to... who would you like me to connect you to?
Myra.
Myra who, sir?
Glam Tinker.
Okay, one moment, please.
And then the hologram vanishes. There's a bit of a five-second gap, and then the hologram comes back up, and it's Myra.
Hello? Hello? Osric, is that you?
Hi, Myra.
Osric.
Is this you? Is this safe? What?
Yes, it should be safe. I'm currently in a safe place. No one's around me. It's good to see your face again.
It's been far too long. How are things?
They're okay. Obviously, things are a bit tense since the attack on Uni today, and then there's the trouble in the lower gears as well. It could be better, but I'm doing well, thank you. Everyone's a bit high on alert at the moment with the Uni today events and so on. How are you doing?
Well, we've just been accosted by two Glam Tinker enforcers. Didn't know we had a private army.
Ah, yes. The Council of Tyr individuals, they all started developing their own personal guards about, I don't know, 30 years ago, 40 years ago. It was seen as a way to ensure that no individual could force their views on others on the council, especially with the danger of the lower gears erupting into chaos. It seemed prudent for houses to have extra security.
Well, that's not quite sure about whether that's the way I would see it, but I guess times change. I can't say I'm comfortable about being summoned to see Brock. We heard from Sardonyx earlier, and he told us not to go in the front door as such.
I'm not sure what my father wants with you, but I know he's not happy with your return. I'm going to be honest, I'm not sure sending sprites across the entire city to announce your return was the best idea. I think he sees it as you're trying to rally support for your cause.
People keep telling me that. I didn't know what I was doing. If we respond to his invitation, I come tonight and I meet Brock, will you be around just in case? You know, we're not confident about this.
Yes, of course. I live at the estate now that after my husband died. I'll be there for the evening party for sure.
Okay.
It'll be good to see you, and it's good to see you now, Osric.
Hopefully in happier times. We've got to make ourselves look a bit presentable now and hopefully meet our friends, but we'll be there tonight. Make sure you keep an eye out for us.
I'll be there. I'll try and lay the groundwork and talk father down.
Okay, I'll see you soon, Myra. It's good to see you.
You too.
The hologram cuts off.
Is this thing gone?
Osric, you've got to press the hang up button, Osric.
You're still here too? What?
I've hung up on my end, but you've got to end it on. It's the big button, the big round one. Just press that, Osric.
Your end.
No, that's the volume, Osric. No, that's the volume button. The other one. Yeah, there you go. Okay, goodbye.
Bye. What? Bye.
I mean, also, Osric, I told you my husband died, and you were like, cool. you didn't even say sorry for your loss, you savage asshole.
Thoughts and prayers.
Where was that? Just now.
Just paying your lip service there.
What? What husband?
She literally just said her husband died, and that's why she lives at the palace.
And you were like, yeah, it was nice to talk to you.
I genuinely have no recollection of that part of the conversation at all.
That's amazing.
It's a stressful time, Osric. I'm sure Myra will understand.
Osric just looks really blankly at Melinda to be like, did I say something wrong?
I think it's been a long day already. Look, these sprites have caused some problems for us so far, but maybe they can give us some help. Maybe we can find out where Volley and Finn are. Hopefully they haven't got into too much trouble.
Are you guys going to the estate then? Is that your plan? And if so, what are you... I need to know what you guys are planning to do. Because you told them you'd be up there in half an hour before the party.
An hour to an hour and a half.
Yeah, you won't have to be there. You can wait till the evening. It's up to you.
Sorry, so is it like afternoon now?
Yeah, it's kind of like midday. Midday afternoon.
Well, yeah, I'm going to get ready. I need to not be so feel so sick.
Roll constitution for me, Amy.
A 13.
It goes down and comes back up, but this time it tastes really nice.
Remind me never to drink drinks that sound too good to be true.
Okay, Volley and Finn, you were questioned individually, hoods are put over your heads, and the next thing you know, they are ripped off and you are standing side by side in a very elegant room.
Oh, Finn.
And ahead of you, you see two tier enforcers and an aging old gnome with fiery red hair. Well, if it isn't, conspirators, bring him in. And he slowly turns to the enforcer to his right. The enforcer nods, walks out, comes back in, pushing in a butt-naked Abrex.
Oh, God, hey. Things ain't gone so well, guys. Things didn't go so well.
Oh, hey, Abrex.
I see that you know each other.
We met when we were investigating the cult and we freed this guy. And then he kind of just ran off naked.
I didn't run, sir. I frolicked at best.
Quiet. He's going to slowly put both hands on his cane down on the ground as though he's kind of resting both palms.
It has come to my attention that the two of you, along with my nephew...
Finn pretends to hold up a watch.
And another gnome have been at the events each time something has happened. I don't think this is a coincidence.
Because we're trying to get rid of the cult.
The cult has been dealt with. Our friend Abrex told us everything.
Yes.
We sent the enforcers. They are now dead. Eradicated them all.
You killed them. They were just on mind control. You just had to remove the robes and they would have been fine.
They were dissenters. And we have no room in Tyr for that.
I mean, they weren't dissenters. They were essentially captives. You kind of just executed a bunch of hostages.
Oh, I'm still alive, though, if we could keep it that way.
Abrex, why don't you tell them what you did?
about when I beat my little brother to death with a club, that thing. Yeah. Is that what you mean, Polly?
Yeah, that was it. Yeah, yeah, I mean, how they made you kill your family.
Yeah, I killed my family really slowly, in fact.
And then tell them about how we saved you.
They did save, it's true. They taught me the way of the nudity, and I got off the cloak.
Maybe not that part, Abrix. We kind of just took the room off you because it was mind controlling you. We didn't tell you to be naked. We gave you the option of clothes.
Quiet.
Well, as you can see, we saved him from the cult.
Take the naked man away. The enforcer is going to force.
The bigger question is, why, when you arrested him, did you not like put some clothes on him?
That's actually a very good question. And he gets pushed out the door. Bye, guys. I have summoned my nephew here to answer the same questions I have posed to you. If I do not like the answers, him and yourselves will be killed. And then he starts walking out of the room.
Where's he going? That was an ominous beat to leave on.
We saved Tia.
He leaves, as does one of the enforcers, but one of them is still standing, staring at you, looking menacing. And then the other enforcer comes in. Terry, come on. He says the ominous thing, and then we leave. That's how it works. Every goddamn time. Come on, man. And they
can you loosen these, please? And Volley holds up his hands again.
Yeah, Volley's not looking awfully healthy with those cuffs. I mean, do you have any other kind of, like, restraints you can give him that aren't, like, sucking the life out of him?
Yes.
I mean, I'm okay. He looks like he's not doing so well.
Those are cuffs. We don't change the cuffs. They're cuffs. They've worked for hundreds of years. They're pretty cool, actually. They work pretty well.
You don't get a lot of formerne around here, do you?
Not really, no.
Yeah, I can see why. Leave now.
Goodbye. He's going to walk off. You two are now alone in a room. Handcuffed, but not tied to anything. The door sounds like it locks behind you.
Can Volley attempt to, like, grow a little branch out of his wrist to pick the lock on his cuffs? The DM is scratching his head.
I want to say no, because I feel like that literally breaks the game.
Alternatively, depending on how long we're left alone for, can I magically craft some lockpicking tools?
Out of bits. You could craft some bits out of Volley's twigs.
Yeah, I'll let him take some.
I'll try and fashion some lockpicking tools out of Volley's branches.
It'll take you an hour to do that, won't it?
Yes.
Yeah, so you can do that. We'll cut back to the other two. Melinda and Osric, you have had your pamper session. You have been refreshed, warmed, welcomed, as best as Osric can be anyway.
Oi.
Well, you openly said you have one pair of clothes.
I'm going to find somebody nicely dressed and offer to buy their clothes off them. Like, at least their jacket.
It'll cost you 50 copper and you get a very fancy jacket and some stripy pantaloons.
Osric, look, put this on. I think it would help. Appearances are everything around here.
I'll put it on over my, like, Forge Master's dungarees.
I don't like to keep such an important person as Brock waiting.
Oh, he was always a bit of a grumpy arsehole anyway. It doesn't really matter whether on time or late.
Runs in the family, then. Melinda must have she runs her breath.
She's done you there, Osric.
So you don't think he'll mind us being late?
I don't think he'll mind us being late. What I mean is he won't care whether we're late or early. His reaction will be the same.
I see. Well, we don't have anything to hide, but I don't know. It's your call. You know him better.
I think we should go when we're ready, but go expecting problems. I think for my money, I'd feel more comfortable if the rest of our group were here to provide numbers, if not reassurance.
Well, I've sent a secure sprite to both of them, but I haven't heard anything yet.
Can the sprite find us in prison?
Yeah, have you sent a sprite to them? Sorry.
Yeah, secure sprites. None of this. I actually know how the technology works, so I'm not done.
Can you roll flat intelligence for me? Because they're not actually in prison. They were able to get in prison, but right now they're not actually in prison.
11.
Okay.
And I guess I would probably, like, Melinda's a type that she would be up to date with the news. Like, she has ways of, like, keeping up to date with stuff like that. Like, I guess there's a radio in the pub and stuff like that. So if there was anything big going on, she would keep up to date with that.
Yeah, so if you listen to the radio before you go, you turn on the radio, and the main show at the moment that was on that radio before is Barnat.
Well, another riot in the markets, this time getting a bit more heated. Reports of some enforcers have been injured, though of course the council will not confirm or deny it. It looks like the lower gears are finally having enough, finally sticking up to the hires. Maybe it's time that we organised, mobilised and activised our dream. Other reports have come in of arrests all across the city for those deemed, and I quote, dissidents. And there has been another report of a fight down in the lower gears in one of the steam pipes, though that is unconfirmed, but many tier enforcers were seen in the area. I'll keep you up to date as new reports arrive. This is Barnat, and let's chew the fat.
Osric, do you think that's about the cult?
I mean, a lot's happening, but it seems awfully close to what we were up to.
Why? Oh, I hope Corvanus is okay.
He seemed fine when we left him.
And of course, there is the stirrings and murmurings of all the sprites across town, letting everyone know that Osric Glamtinker is back. That's right. The famed and forgotten nephew of Brock Glamtinker, and of course, the next in line for the Glamtinker family, is apparently back and looking for love. So single ladies or single men out there, reach out to him. It might be time to climb those gears.
If I ever wanted to take back a message, this would be it.
Oscar, you've made the news. Oh, I can't tell if this is good or bad.
It's because of my hair.
Look, you have to tell me, why did you leave Tyr?
Why did I leave Tyr?
I feel like I need to know if I'm going into the Glamtinker estate. What am I actually getting myself in for?
It was nothing that serious. I just had a different opinion as to how we should forge things. I wanted to make things more modern. They saw things more conservatively. I thought...
You wanted to make things more modern? No, come on, tell me what was the real reason.
200 years changes a man.
I guess I can't even imagine being that old.
Apparently the rest of my family goes further right as well.
Okay, what are you doing? Now it's time to say, what are you guys doing?
Well, I mean, I've tried to get hold of Volley and Finn. We could leave a message with the bar. Do you think we should go?
I think I'd rather go with the rest of our colleagues if we can find them.
Yes, but they're probably out having too much fun somewhere else. Who knows what they're up to?
Who knows? What happened with the knowing where they are in prison?
You've not heard back.
Yeah, perhaps we should nip down the market, you know, get some air.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not far from here, I don't think.
So you guys are heading to the market. We'll cut to Volley and Finn. Volley and Finn, you are tied up, you are handcuffed in an empty room with a small window at the top, which maybe Volley could possibly reach to, but it's kind of, I don't know how to describe it, like a, you know, one of those long kind of basement windows.
Yeah.
Volley, from inside you, pop out two little sprites, Punk and Rock.
Punk and Rock.
Oh, man, looks like you guys are having a whole lot of trouble here. Ooh, man.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Are you all right there, buddy? Hey, what did you take?
He starts slapping you.
What did you take, man? What did you take? Come on, up.
Are they in one of my palms?
They're, like, popping out your shoulder.
Come on, man, wake up next, give me a slap.
I, like, lift up my my cuffs and be like, they're ruining energy.
Finn, is it Finn? What did he take? What drug?
It's the cuffs he's wearing. They're draining his essence.
Okay, hang on.
And he's gonna.
He says this whilst trying to still continue to fashion a lockpick from wood.
All right, Punk, you know what to do.
And Punk goes.
Mm-hmm.
And Punk's gonna start sneezing into a small bag and then put the bag underneath Volley's nose.
No. Finn just goes. No, sprite dust.
What do I do?
They're quiet. We're professionals. We got this. We got this. Come on, man. Wake up. Sniff it. Sniff it. Stop slapping me. Sniff it. Sniff it.
And in between Volley's nut-o. Can I make a dex check to see if Finn can get his hand in the way of Volley's nose?
You can try, for sure. You have to roll disadvantage because it is his nose, but yes.
Yeah, it's a 3.
Okay, so Volley, you sniff the sprite dust. Roll con for me, please.
Just flat.
Yeah.
Finn tried to stop his friend taking drugs, but...
Okay, 17. You take the drug, you are fine. A couple of things happen. One, you are immediately fully awake, and you also... now have the haste spell on you.
Haste. Cool.
Volley, are you okay?
Whoa. Yes.
That's the stuff, man. That's the stuff. Come on, come on. It's wake up juice, baby. It's wake up juice. Come on, wake up. Come on. Come on.
You're like a boxer, like shrugs his shoulders. Like, so what Volley's doing. He's like, okay. Shakes his head. He's like,
yeah.
Hey, punk. Finn, we need to get out of here because I don't trust these guys at all.
I don't trust them either, but they said they're bringing Osric here, so that's at least something.
Mm.
Punk is going to try and jump over to you, Finn.
I put my shoulder out to sort of catch him.
And Rock is going to go down to Finn and Volley's handcuffs simultaneously. Let me roll to see how they do. So they have a +2.
Wow.
That's 20.
Finally. The DM's obscenely good rolls are in our favor.
In an amazing militaristic fashion, they both just like hop around your bodies really quickly, get to the handcuffs each, and in perfect unison, both just jump in the lock with their heads, ruddle around, and suddenly both of your handcuffs come off both of you.
Oh. Punk and Rock have seen some shit.
Yeah, they put back and like, not our first time in the old slammer, my man. Just jump back inside.
Thank you very much.
Awesome.
My only hesitation is that I'm kind of concerned that if we're both not wearing our handcuffs, they may take that as a sign that, you know, we're escaping.
They are idiots. And
Punk's going to stick his head out again.
Yo, Volley, who's this loser you're with? Come on, man. Let's do this. Let's fucking go, man.
This is my escapee.
We're out of here. And Volley's going to look around. So I see the window. What else can I see?
So two things. One, there is a door. It's just a normal door. It's just wood. It's not too strong. It's an empty room with a door. It's probably a cupboard of some kind, and the window is thin and long. You could probably get through it forcing yourself. It might not be easy. You might not even fit through it, but it would be hard, but you probably could get through it, but you'd have to smash the glass. Or there's the door.
Can I peek through the keyhole in the door?
Ooh, yes. I'm not going to make you roll for that because it's just a hole. As you look out, first thing you'll hear is some music, some lovely classical music. And through the hole, you'll see a very ornate, very plushly decorated corridor. And you see a body move past, but it's so quick, you don't really see where they're going. There's a murmuring of voices. It sounds like there's music and people and chatting. It sounds like something's happening, something busy. It's busy.
Mm-hmm.
And you're clearly in quite a nice place.
Okay.
So we can hear like a celebration going on, basically.
This doesn't look like a cell or any kind of police station-y, enforcer-y type doodad. This seems like quite a fancy thing. I don't know what's going on.
I'm not really sure where we are, to be honest. That guy said that they were bringing Osric here and he spoke incredibly slowly. So, I mean, he must be really old. I don't know, like, I don't know how tier policing works. Maybe this is something they do, or maybe we should just get out.
You're gonna hear a tap 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 on the glass. Tap tap tap.
I look at the glass. Tap, tap,
tap. You see a yellow shape. You can't see exactly the sprite because it's kind of misted glass, but you see like a yellow shape in the size of what a sprite would be. It's just tapping on the glass.
Can I open the window?
You gotta reach for it. I think Volley could, you couldn't.
Okay.
Volley, can you open that window and let the little tapper in?
Yeah,
and he runs like full steam across the room
and slams into the wall.
It's one of those windows where it's on like a lock, so it opens like 45 degree angle. It's quite, you know, I mean, it doesn't open fully.
Yeah.
A rope drops down from the glass, abseiling down. A little sprite turns up wearing a beret, has a cigarette in its mouth, and sunglasses. He looks around.
All right, this is a secure sprite. I've got a message from one Melinda Reginozel.
Keeps shiftily looking around as though someone's around to listen.
She says, Hey, what up? Where are you?
Tell her we are trapped in a room somewhere fancy pants, and Punk and Rock are here, and they're awesome, and Finn's whittling something away, and we don't know where we are.
Okay, so, I've got it. Right, I'll see you guys back later. I'll go let her know.
He's going to just go back up the rope, and he's going to let her know that, yeah, okay, he'll let her know exactly what you said. Before he goes, sticks head in and goes,
Edel speed.
And then vanishes.
Bye. It's a nice sprite.
What are you guys doing in the locked room? Are you doing anything? Or are you waiting?
I don't know.
I reckon we could get through that door.
I mean, I don't doubt that we could get out of here, but we were arrested by the enforcers of Tyr. I'm kind of concerned that if we escape, they might kind of see that as us looking even more guilty if we just run now.
Maybe we should just wait. Maybe we should pretend like we're still locked up.
If Osric and Melinda are coming here, I mean, Osric's a glam tinker. He should be able to clear this whole thing up, surely.
But what if they're in trouble and they need us to help them? And we're just sitting in here waiting for them.
They sent us that message, didn't they? They just asked what we were doing. I'm not sure why I went a bit West Country there.
But didn't that weird slow dude tell us that Osric was coming here?
Yeah.
So what if he comes here and he gets arrested and then we're just sitting here waiting?
Osric has friends and family in Tyr. They'll know what to do. I hope. Okay, so whilst we got some time, Finn's going to walk over and do some tinkering with the parts in his bag on his project. Volley, if you can just keep an eye out, I'm going to be working over here.
And Volley just sits down and stares at the door.
And we are going to cut to Osric and Melinda! Melinda and Osric, are you on your way to the market? While you're on that, Melinda, you here in the corner.
Oi, Melinda.
Hi there.
You see, it's the secure sprite with his beret and shades on. He's sitting behind a plant with one leaf down.
Over here, come here.
Yep, I'll lean in.
Your secure sprite message was delivered. I repeat, was delivered.
Osric, I've heard back from Volley. Listen.
They sent back.
Tell her we are trapped in a room somewhere fancy pants, and Punk and Rock are here, and they're awesome, and Finn's whittling something away. And we don't know where we are. So.
This is about as helpful as I would have thought, but it does seem like they aren't in the market anymore.
I'm not aware of this fancy inside place. I couldn't immediately tell you where that is.
I do feel like you could have said we've been caught by Brock Glamtinker or anything useful.
I am going to ask the sprite.
You're also forgetting that he did just snort a load of sprite dust.
Yeah, that's fair, yeah.
Finn would have chimed in and done a lot of these useful points if he were given the chance.
Osric, should I tell them what our plan is?
Maybe not, just in case.
Wise.
I assure you, sir, this is a secure sprite. I am the securest of sprites.
You keep telling yourself that too, mate.
he's had a bad day with the Sprite MSN. You know, we've all been there.
Yeah, we've been there. I used to work there, you know. Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm glad to see that you've been progressing well.
Thank you.
Look, could you please go back to the same address and please ask for their location?
Sure.
Wait,
just
say, so what did the question? Sprite have? Why don't you just ask the sprite where he is?
Excuse me, sir. Can you tell me the location that this message was sent from?
I'm afraid I can't do that. It's GDPR, no defense protocol. Sorry.
I'm kidding.
Oh, you joker.
That's a dickish thing to me.
I believe there's a loophole in the Secure Sprite network which says that since I sent the message in the first place, I can find out the location that the message was received.
Ah, quite right. They were in the Glam Tinker estate on the top tier.
Thank you very much for your services.
You're welcome.
And then he does a backflip and vanishes behind the plant pot.
Oh, okay. I feel sick again, and I don't think it's a drink this time.
Oh, so we've spent all this time coming down here for nothing. Well, I guess we're looking the part. We might as well go up to the estate.
Yes, we can hop on the monorail.
It'll cost you 2 copper to get to the higher tier. You get to the high tier. Osric, you'll know the way. It's a very fancy estate. Anyone who's in the high tier has a huge mansion estate. Think these old Elizabethan mansions and so on. The Paris of Versailles, that kind of stuff. Palace of Versailles. And the Glamtinker estate is no different. It's passed down through the head of the family each time. And it sits there aside a huge metal bulk park, which probably looks horrible to Sky Gnomes and to Volmine and to Larsa. But to a gear gnome, it is extremely fancy, open park. And in the front, you have the grand stairs that lead to the entrance, and either side are these two lovely maze-like gardens, either side of this marble building, which goes about 4 stories high.
Whoa, did you grow up here? Did you ever get lost?
We have good memories as gnomes. My whole extended family, all of the glam tinkers grew up here. There was a... wasn't just me and my immediate family, you know. Brock, he was here for a few generations. We took a wing each, and this is just the Glam Tinker household. All of us.
This is amazing. Oh, wow, I can't wait to see inside. Do you think that we should ring Myra?
I was going to ask you what you thought the safest bet was. Is it worth, should we go straight into Brock, or should we, let's phone Myra, or at least Sardonyx.
Surely Brock wouldn't have a problem with you catching up with his daughter?
Brock never did like it when people disrespected his requests. If he wants to see me, that's who he would expect to see first.
Well, I don't think it would harm sending Myra a message to let her know that we're here and we're going to see Brock.
No, I think we should give her a call. I think you're right. I'm going to get out my phone and just shout into it, "Call Myra!"
Again, a hologram pops up. The operator comes on.
Operator.
Myra.
You see Myra standing there with a wine glass in her hand in a very lovely ball gown.
Osric, hello, Osric, hi. Hi, Osric, hey.
Myra, we're here.
You're here. Oh, lovely. I'll come out the front. I'll come out. Sorry. Got a hiccups. I got a bit of bubbly. I'll come out the front.
She's going to hang up on you. Takes a couple of minutes and the grand doors are open. You see two gnomes push the doors open from inside either side. The door is far taller than it needed for a gnome.
I've just realised we forgot about Finn and Volley.
Savages.
I know.
And then Myra's going to come out holding a glass of wine. Osric, hey! Osric!
I think I've got enough of my wits about me to kind of put my finger to my lips and be like, not quite so loud.
Sorry. And she's going to come down.
If she's far away, she won't hear that, will she? So.
No, but she's going to run down the steps towards you and then give you a hug. Osric, it's so good to see you and your friend. You must introduce us. Who are you?
Myra, it's been so long. This is my friend Melinda. We met on the way to Unity Day.
Lovely to meet you. And she does a very elegant curtsy.
It is a pleasure and honour to meet you. And I will repeat the curtsy back.
Oh, I didn't realise you were hanging out with such high society, Osric. Are your birds with you, Osric? You had one bird left. Is that still with you?
I've got the birdcage attached to my hammer, a bit like a decorated walking stick. Okay. If nothing else, to make my hammer look less like a weapon and more like a decoration.
Perfect. She's going to lean in and hug you again, Osric. And as she does, she whispers in your ear, "Act happy to be here. I'm trying to be as grand as possible to make people aware that you're here in case my father does something untoward. He can't do it if we've announced your presence."
So we're arriving in style.
Exactly.
Okay.
As she leans back, her face suddenly goes from being serious to another grand smile and then turns to the guards. "Let in Osric Glamtinker, heir to the Glamtinker estate." And then she walks in. "Follow me, cousin."
All right. I'm going to do something very un-Osric-like, which is open the birdcage door and let out my clockwork bird, which kind of flutters magnificently around my head.
Oh, Osric, is that one of your designs?
It is. This is a Springforge original.
Springforge, yes, I'd heard you take that as your name. Maybe don't use that today. but it's lovely. it looks fantastic. And then they're going to walk in. And you walk in to the grand marble entrance into this huge pillar's either side, and you are hit with a wash of sound, of music. She leads you through past the guards. You notice about four or five guards just standing, butlers and guards. There kind of seems to be a mixture, almost a confusion between what is a butler and what is a guard in this building.
Do I recognise Sardonyx among them?
You don't see Sardonyx, you just see all these other ones. And then she goes to these big doors and the door opens and you see a long table with gnomes around it and a human around it. And at the far end, you see Brock Glamtinker in his chair and they've all got plates and they're all in the middle of eating. Father, look who come to see us. It's Cousin Osric back. He wishes to join the table. This really long table. There's more chairs than there are people. And she leads you and sits a chair down for you next to her, along with Melinda on the other side of you. She sits you down, and as you look around, you notice that you're at a table of very high society. Obviously, Osric, you're used to this. There are four forks and four knives, along with four plates and two bowls for all the different courses of gear dinner. You sit down opposite these gnomes with coloured hair, this human as well. You look around Melinda and Osric, and you notice a couple of people from when Unity Day was hosted. And then you hear across the table, Osric! Oh, Melinda! How you been? Oh, you never dropped by. I said, Mum, Dad, this is Osric and Melinda. They're the ones who helped with the car. Remember the bus? Yeah, hey!
And then I'll go over and can I do the curtsy to her, please?
She'll do it back. Roll performance, because you're now in front of all these gear gnomes.
Oh, God.
I'm going to hold my hand in front of my mouth and whisper to Melinda, I didn't remember who she was.
Thank God my rolls are better than they have been lately. I got 21 on that.
21?
Yeah.
Is that nat 20?
Not natural, no.
You do it. You notice there's no recognition that you know this, and then Bammy stands up, and then Bammy's mum stands up and goes, darling, thank you. Thank you so much for saving our beautiful... I'm afraid I don't know the wrench nozzle name. I mean, I can see from your coloured hair, but I'm terribly sorry. Are you third tier, second tier?
It's okay. I'm actually from Galestar. I'm really in awe of your culture, and I had a good friend from the first tier, Cassandra Buzzwiz.
Oh, the Buzzwiz, darling. She's friends with the Buzz Bammy. Bammy's friends with the Buzzwizards as well. Oh, delightful, delightful. Anyway, let us go back. Oh, do tell me more. And she goes back to her chair and you sit down. All right. Now that our esteemed guests have arrived, welcome, nephew. Let the party begin. And we will end our episode.
That is ominous as
fuck. It's a red wedding. We're in a red wedding situation.
Yeah, that feels very red wedding.
Your tone for that, Jesus Christ.
Let our party begin.
I mean, I didn't deliberately forget Finn and Volley, but I definitely did forget.
You've had it to Finn and Volley.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I thought we were heading the right direction.
Just your care for us seems to have disappeared on the way.
Please welcome Volley and Finn, or David and Craig. How you doing, guys?
Very well.
Doing well, thanks.
How's life in the slammer?
Oh, it's great. It's just where Volley wanted to be. Travel the world, get arrested.
Finn's in there with his prison wife.
Is Volley his prison wife? Is that what it is?
I mean, there's no one else in that cell.
Well, there's Punk and Rock as well. They're definitely used to jailhouse rules, so they might show you the ropes, to be fair.
Ah, fair.
I mean, as long as Volley gets some tunes out of them and can sit down and learn about some music, he's probably going to be quite happy.
I mean, Volley's gone to jail and done his first ever drugs at pretty much the same time, so...
Despite Finn's protest.
Oh, yeah.
Which, in hindsight, actually seems like a bad protest, given you got haste out of it.
Those handcuffs weren't really doing him any favours. They were definitely sapping the life force out of him, so that cheeky bit of Sprite dust definitely picked him up.
The moral of the story is drugs are fine in a small amount. That's
yep, that is the moral of this story. Kids, listen well.
Hey, I've got two Sprites literally living in me. Like, I have an untapped supply right now.
That's true. We'll start a side hustle. What do you think's in store for Volley and Finn next episode, then?
the guillotine? I have no idea.
I mean, it could be a number of things. A jailbreak, somebody breaking into the jail, Volley transforms into a giant oak tree and crashes through the ceiling.
Volley would like that.
Yeah, I'm certain he would. Given sort of the indecisiveness of Finn, I think it's gonna think something's gonna have to happen to sort of push him into action.
He seems quite comfortable sitting down in the corner tinkering with his bits and bobs.
As well, you're not far from Osric and Melinda, so...
Not that we know.
Not that you know.
Are we? But... I mean, we haven't seen them in a while. We have no idea where they are.
Who are you again?
And we will be back in 2 weeks' time to find out what happens to our two incarcerated fellows here, as well as the very dangerous and awkward dinner that Melinda and Osric are at. Craig, why don't you tell our lovely listeners where they can find out more about Tabletop Vagabonds?
I will indeed. So anybody who's interested in following us on any social media, you can catch us on Instagram at Tabletop Vagabonds. You can also find us on Twitter, which is at Tabletop Vagabo 1. And if you want to find out more about myself and David and the rest of the gang, along with our characters, you can do so at www.tabletopvagabonds.com.
Yes, keep up to date with us on those channels. We announce new episodes, post behind the scenes of us doing the podcast, stuff like that. So, you know, if you like that stuff, follow us on Instagram or Twitter.
Yeah, and if you could, if you want to, if you feel so obliged that you enjoyed this podcast so much that you want to leave us a review on iTunes or Stitcher or wherever you're listening to us, please do so. We love to read them. It helps other people find the podcast. And it's nice to know that what we're doing is being enjoyed by yourselves.
Yeah, exactly. Or, you know, contact Sprite Yell and shout it around your town to everyone you know.
Absolutely. Get in contact with your sprites. Get on with those sprites, guys. Anyway, that's all for now.
Thanks a lot, guys. See ya.
And we'll see you next time.